We're live, folks. Thank you for attending the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, August 28th, 7 p.m. I'm Janice Redondo, the chair.
Jill Perkins.
Vice chair.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
And Judy Metz, our lovely secretary. We will have Mendes lead us in the prayer, and then if you'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to gather here today at this town board meeting. We're thankful for the freedoms that we enjoy. We're thankful for this free land that we have been blessed to live in. We're very thankful for these ladies who serve on the town board. We pray that they might be blessed with wisdom and strength as they make decisions. We're thankful for their service and pray that they might be blessed for all that they do. We pray for the men and women in the armed services. Please bless them and protect them. Please bless our national leaders that they might have wisdom in the things that they do. We pray that we might be charitable and kind and Christ-like in all the things that we do. And we ask for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mendes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you again, Mendes. That was nice. Okay. What do we got? Public comment before the meeting, or you can wait till the end. No one's jumping up. We'll move on to number 3. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the 14th, which seems like just the other day.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from August 14th.
Jill made approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda for this evening as it is written.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for August 28th, 2024
as written. Lois made a motion for approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have no informational items this evening, but hopefully at the next meeting or two, we are going to have Mr. Jensen come before us and talk about what's happening at that cement plant at the I-15 in Moapa Valley Boulevard. Mr. Jensen's been great about following this in regard to the BLM, the work that's being done, and where the roads are going to go, la, 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 la. And there's nothing more powerful than information. So we look forward to getting Mr. Levitt on a future agenda, hopefully in the very near future. So please watch for that. Tonight's planning and zoning. First item will be heard before the Planning Commission on September 17th. It is WS 24423. Courtney and Cannon Evans, a waiver for development standards, reduced setbacks in conjunction with a single-family residence, half an acre in an RS-20, located on the south side of Whitney's Dream and Grand Slam Street in Moapa Valley. Who's here to represent that? Come on up, folks. Just test the microphone or grab it out of there and hold it in your hand, whatever you're comfortable with. I'm fine with.
May I have your name?
Right,
make sure it's. I ran it over and almost broke the podium, so.
No worries.
Courtney, you got a presentation?
Make sure it's on.
Or pictures?
Yes.
Excellent. We love that. Thank you.
There you go.
Could you tell me your first and last name?
Cannon Evans. It's a Cannon with a K.
Can you talk into the mic? Even hold it up so that
yes,
they can hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I'll just hold it.
Cannon, K-A-N-N-O-N.
Correct.
Nice. Thank you.
So it's going to be on the other tab on the bottom. I don't think your mic is working, by the way, Cannon.
He was talking to her, though, I think.
Right there. There we go. And then if you go up to slideshow on the top, right.
Pretty fancy. This is very nice. Thank you.
All right. Trying to look professional, as I can.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Right.
Yay!
Talk
really close.
Talk into the microphone here. All right.
Like Elvis.
Okay. So yeah, thank you everybody for having me today. Thank you to the board. Thank you for everyone from the Valley as well, letting me come present here today. So we're going to talk a little bit just about our proposition for the recent land purchase that we just had. We're currently in the process of getting our plans approved for single family residence in Country Lane 2. So I'm Ken, it's my wife Courtney over there, she's going to be guiding the slideshow there, but just
Banna.
A little bit about us here, yeah, so it's my family here, we're all born and raised here in Moapa Valley. my parents even as well. I mean, we go back many generations here in this town. So even, you know, my in-laws as well from the Valley. So if you want to go to the next one. So as I said, my wife Courtney over here, we've been married for 6 years now. So we recently moved back to the Valley in February. She just barely graduated from nursing school. So she works in Mesa View Hospital in Mesquite.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
Yeah. So I've been working for the Clark County Fire Department for coming up on 5 years now. So I'm a firefighter paramedic, working out of Station 22 at Flamingo and Rainbow.
Well, thank you both for what you do.
Yes,
what's the Labradoodle's name?
The Labradoodle is Finn.
Finn, okay.
Yep, little guy.
Nice.
So, if you want to go to the next one. So, as I was saying before, 1939 Whitney's Dream, that's our recent land purchase. We are trying to get our plans through the building department currently, sitting on 0.52 acres. So, gone through our plans. So we're single family residence, single story, 4-bed, 2.5-bath, 2,500 square feet. So, you know, modest, you know, first home for us that we're trying to build. So our problem comes with the new development code that was put into place
in January.
So we had a little bit of problems figuring out exactly what was needed at first. So basically, when we've built houses in the past, front setback has always been basically from the curb to the front of the house. With this new development code, it's 40 feet now from the curb, right? Instead of the property, our property line goes up to the middle of the road. So with this, right, we have to go 40 feet from the curb. So that's 40 feet of a front yard. That leaves us about 18 feet of a backyard. So on a half acre as well. So not very much. Even with the rear setback as well, it's listed down below on the letter C, 30 feet. Even with all of this, all of our setbacks, our proposed plan, 2,500 square feet, we wouldn't even be able to meet our 30-foot rear setback as well. So.
And it's a half-acre lot.
Half-acre lot.
And
correct.
A 2,500 square foot home.
Correct.
Are the streets private?
Streets are private, yes.
Oh, that's bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry, go on.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, so this is basically what it looks like with our 40-foot front setback. So the orange line up on the top, that's our curb, okay? Going down, right, that's our front yard there, 40 feet. And then that little bit of space on the bottom there, that would be our backyard.
For Finn, yep.
For Finn, yep. So, as I said, I believe the approximate measurement is 18 feet, 2 inches. So we're trying to get that reduced down to 20 feet for our front setback. If you want to go to the next one. So front yard, it's disproportionate to the backyard. In the neighborhood, 20 feet is pretty much the standard. We've even gone and taken some measurements around the neighborhood, and there is not a single house that goes even over 30 feet on the front setback. So they all seem to be consistently about 20 to 22 feet. As I said, reasonably sized, but not enough room for the required setbacks. And then we have 122 feet from the front to the back. That only leaves us about 50 feet for building space, really, if we were to use these new development standards. So, I mean, our biggest thing, we moved back to Moapa Valley. We were living in Vegas for a while. We wanted to come back. This is Moapa. This is in Las Vegas, right? The thing that we love about this, it's nice and open. It's a rural community, open space, size of land. We don't want to have a tract home size backyard out here in Moapa Valley, okay? Especially being on a half acre. We want space to live, okay? I mean, we would have the 40 feet in front, but realistically, I mean, we have the dog, right? But when we eventually have kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather have my kids play in the backyard
yep.
than in the front yard where there's more space out where all the cars and traffic is, right? So this is our proposed setback plan. It just moves that front of the house up more, 20 feet from the curb. Leaves us with a lot bigger backyard. I believe it's 38 just to that closest portion of the house right there. So more proportion allows for more space, better curb appeal. It's gonna, if it was that 40-foot setback, then it's just gonna look off in the neighborhood. Everything else is at 20 feet. And it's going to allow us more space in the backyard for more structures if we want to, shop, garage, casita, pool, et cetera.
You didn't put the kids. You should have put the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yep.
So all the other homes basically conformed with the pre-January 1.
Yeah.
And now here you guys come.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So there's I believe, 35 lots in that subdivision. Mm-hmm. There's 8 that currently haven't been built on. Every single one is at 20 to 22 feet. Even the ones in the corners where there isn't as much room in the front, they still don't meet 40 feet.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it would just look off, and it's just going to be better for us as a family to have that space in the backyard. So just a little comparison to end it. You know, we got our 20-foot setback there on the left, 40-foot setback there on the right. It's just going to be a lot better for our family, and it's going to look better in the neighborhood. So that should be it.
Okay.
Any questions?
There'll be some, I'm sure. We're going to – I never remember. Do you want to do the crowd first, the audience?
First.
Yeah, okay. Have a seat.
Okay.
Just stick that back in there.
You might want to hang up here in case you have questions about one.
Yeah, you can stay. Come on up, young man. Did you raise your hand?
Oh, I just had a quick question probably for you guys. What's the reasoning for
it? You still got to – we're trying to be very town board. Lad, don't start in the back row there. You got to tell Judy who you are and where you live.
Hi, Judy. My name is Billy Pulsifer, and I live in Logandale.
Thank you.
I was just wondering, actually, the question is why would you even have a 40-foot setback? Why would they change that?
Good question.
Not the right body to be asking, Billy.
Okay, that's all.
Thank you. Come on up.
Is this appropriate comment time?
Sure. Is it about this?
It is.
Okay.
My name is Mark Witzkin. I live in Subdivision.
Oh, wait. You got to use the mic so she can hear.
Tell
so
Judy.
Get your name. Sorry.
It's a thing.
Sorry about that. My name.
You guys can leave that on if anybody else comes up.
Mark Witzkin. I live in Logandale in the Subdivision. You go back to the picture of the house, the housing area. I'll point out my house. The pool, swimming pool, bottom left of their house.
Yeah.
That's me.
Okay.
Welcome. I'm glad you guys are building. We love having you here.
Aww.
Let's see.
A nice night.
I counted 34 lots, 7 vacant lots. That's a little bit different, but it's pretty close to his count. So we'll go with his count. Country Lane 1 is very similar to ours. They have about the same number of homes. It's a subdivision built just like ours. The streets are private. I'm on the HOA board. This is why I know this.
Anyways, oh, thank you for doing that.
The streets are private. We pay for, our dues pay for repaving them. Our property line goes to the middle of the road, and so that leads to this problem.
Yeah.
I think the planning commissioners or the planning party, whoever planned this, the 40-foot setback, it may be applicable somewhere, but it doesn't work in our subdivision for the reason that Cannon has stated. Let's see. So it's a half-acre lot. It's not a half-acre worth of buildable lot because of the loss on the street. It's
correct.
A third of an acre. None of the homes, like Cannon stated, have the 40-foot setback. Most of them are between 15 and 20. That's my guess, looking out my window at them. This new development standard, in my mind, it's going to drive property prices down because people are going to look at this and say, well, I can't build the house that I want. I have to build this teeny tiny house on this lot.
Good point.
So I think it's going to drive property prices down, and I think it's going to drive people away from our neighborhood. So there's still 7 empty lots that we need to build, and Country Lane 1's in the same boat. They have a bunch that need to be built as well.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it any realtor can sell a lot, or does the HOA have someone who talks to folks?
The HOA has nobody. We strictly do.
Because you just made a really, really intelligent comment in regard to if someone doesn't know, they can ask for this setback and have them just walk away from the lot. So I'm not sure how that information gets out regarding what's left. But
I wondered that, too. That's one of my later comments. Can we get a waiver for the entire, for both subdivisions? Because we're all the same. Is everybody who buys a house are going to have to
I don't think
they're privately owned, custom-built homes, so each individual person would come before us and do the same thing.
You don't have enough money to get a waiver for all of them.
How do we get this out? Maybe Vernon could put a piece in the paper about it. I don't know. That's the only, people read the paper. I do, but.
I have so many comments that I'm sure I shouldn't make, but I can tell you that the rural areas should be treated differently. And that code that this family was nice enough to bring here and put up on the PowerPoint is a perfect example of why. that works urban. It doesn't work in Moapa Valley, or probably Moapa or Bunkerville or all the areas that are represented out here. So unfortunately, we'll continue to struggle singly until if and when the time comes when we have, help me not say something.
Another change.
That's title. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's code for all of Clark County. So we're probably, this is probably going to be the standard practice.
Okay.
Unless we can change it.
Okay.
Please go on.
So I serve on the board. I support you guys in your request. I'm going to turn in my little mail-in ballot. Can I turn that into you guys?
Yes, give it to Judy.
Okay, and the neighbor gave me theirs to turn in as well.
Yes.
Perfect.
Great. I talked to the other two board members that serve on the HOA board with myself, Don Whipple and Jared Matheson. They gave me permission to say that we, the HOA board, supports Cannon and Courtney and their desires.
What a nice neighborhood you're moving into.
Yeah. We look out for each other. And then the postcards that we got, they came in the mail today to tell us about the meeting tonight.
Hey, better than tomorrow.
It is better than tomorrow. I don't know if you guys have any poll with Maryland, but maybe we could get those out a little bit soon. That's the end of my comments. Do you guys have questions for me?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And come to more meetings.
Yes, ma'am.
We love what you had to say. All right. Nobody else? Okay, close public comment, open it up to the girls. Ladies?
They answered my questions.
Mine too.
You answered my questions, and it was a fantastic way to explain to us exactly what you were doing. It was fantastic. We wish we could see them all like that.
Yeah, well, no, that's right. You're a bad example, Cannon. You're going to put everybody else to shame. Now we're going to be expecting this kind of stuff. I can tell you, if staff hadn't recommended denial, which they have to, right? I think if you talk to any of the planners and they look at your presentation, they say, oh, my God, you're right. You should be fine. But it's the code. They got to recommend denial. You'll have to do it at the Planning Commission. Just be succinct. You don't have to be quite as passionate at the Planning Commission. You just, the pictures that you showed and then the approval that they're going to see, you'll be good. But you know that, right? 7 p.m. down at the Government Center?
Yes, ma'am.
For the Planning Commission.
Having
okay.
The HOA person there would probably be a good idea.
Yes, ma'am.
I think at least a letter. A letter should work. Yeah.
Yes,
it would,
yes.
It would carry a lot of weight.
Okay.
I got to email the lady. Okay, I think we're ready to entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion. I make the motion to approve the reduced setback with the single family residence on the 0.52 acres.
As applied. Okay, a motion for approval on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Cannon, Courtney, good luck. Where is she? There she is. Thank you. Thanks so much. You got it. You don't have to stay. You can. You can. There's another item. It's up to you. Thank you. You're welcome. Get home to Finn. Okay. Lucky girl. Board of County Commissioner meeting. September 18th. UC 24407. Kimbo Slice Enterprises. Use permit for a recreational facility and live entertainment. Waivers of standards for eliminating street landscape, reduce parking, eliminate parking lot landscaping, residential adjacency standards, full off-site improvements, and allow unpaved legal access. A design review for the recreational facility in conjunction with an existing ag property on almost 102 acres in an RS 80 and RS 40 zones. North side of Whipple, east side and west side of Pioneer within Moapa Valley. Good evening.
Good evening.
Tell Judy who you are.
Laura Drea, 520 Southworth.
Elmer, can you turn that up?
Yeah.
Is it on?
Laura's pretty quiet, but I'll get her hollering.
I felt like I was being confident.
What was that last name?
Laura Drea, D-R-E-J-A, 520 South 4th Street. I'm here with Billy Pulsifer, who operates a recreation facility. For those of you that had previously met my colleague in the outreach meetings he had for stakeholders, he apologizes that he couldn't be here tonight. He didn't mean anything for it. He basically had a conflict, and he came to me and said, Laura, we have two town boards that are at the same time. Which one do you want? And I chose to come out here because I've been out here with Mr. Pulsifer before, and this project is really fun. And it was pretty much well received by staff, even with
Super.
All of the waivers.
Who didn't make it?
David Brown.
Oh, David Brown, okay. Oh, Dave Brown. Yeah, okay, sorry, go ahead. All righty.
I'm sure he wishes he could be here.
Yep.
Tell him we said, where he is.
Tell him we gave him our best.
So Billy Pulsifer and his family have operated autumn harvest fall festivals in this area, correction, 8 miles from here. I don't know if that's considered in this area or not, since 2014. I've laid out an aerial with a site plan that shows the different activities that he has, again, geared towards fall festivals, which include hay rides, haunted house, kids' activities, pumpkin patches, the best is the corn maze, and there's even something to do with pigs. I believe that's a petting zoo, or do they wrestle them?
That's a pig race. No pig wrestling.
No pig wrestling. Only at my place.
I did that once as a kid, I was hoping.
Laura.
At the Stampede. So he chose a site in this area, and he hopes to reestablish that business. It would be for the month of October, operated 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Fridays, 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturdays, Sundays 12 till 10, with an extra hour the day before Halloween. Again, I believe that an agreement with all of the activities and the operational concerns were addressed by my colleague. Staff recommends a lot of our waivers, mostly because, as the previous applicant had stated, the standards have to do for an urban area, and the character of this whole fall festival is that people can come out and enjoy the rural way of life, so the landscaping, et cetera, doesn't really make a lot of sense. In terms of the paved roads, that's a standard denial, I believe, from Public Works, and it's based on air quality, and it's more based on a lot of traffic going down a dirt road could damage the air quality in the PM10 area. But this is, again, just a month-long festival in October, and it doesn't see the same traffic that we would see in the valley. So with that, Mr. Pulsifer, I believe, accepts all the conditions that staff had outlined. And between the two of us, I hope we can answer your questions.
Can we put that up for them to see?
I'll get you to do that, Billy, so if they have questions, you can point to staff.
Billy, you're going to be running a water truck, right?
Montana White?
Yes.
Okay, let's open it up to comments, questions, and concerns, please. Come on up, tell Judy who you are, and we'll start yakking with Billy. Come on now, I know you're here for not just to see us girls. There we go.
I'll start.
Grab that microphone so that you're comfortable. There you go.
Jennifer Rawlings in Overton. I want to know about traffic. Where are you going to have it all going?
Like, the people are going to be going down Liston.
Down Liston?
Down Liston to Pioneer.
So will there be traffic control?
You're asking me a question I don't understand. I'm sorry.
So that's a residential area.
Yes.
And it's kind of a pain already with Hump and Bump. So I'm curious how you're going to control traffic and with people getting in and out of their houses.
Like,
I just feel like it's going to be really busy, so I'm curious.
I believe the question should be oriented towards...
Yes, this is what happens, Laura. And see, and I wanted to mention this, because when we don't have community meetings about these things, like we didn't at our last meeting, we end up having to have a community meeting at the town board meeting prior to having the town board meeting and making the recommendation. So I'm fine with him having dialogue with the residents. Because her asking me, I'm going to turn around and ask Billy. So I'm not holding the town board to the standards that perhaps you see in Las Vegas. Much here we go again with urban and rural. So are you talking about what happens at Hump and Bump? Do you have trouble getting in and out of the driveway?
I mean, I don't live in that area.
Okay.
I used to back in the day.
Okay.
And it was kind of a pain to get sure. in and out of my yard.
People parking in the...
No, just with ongoing traffic.
With them coming and going.
Yeah.
And did they have, you know, like at the fairgrounds when we have the rodeo
yeah.
and you get the people out there telling people where to park?
No, they didn't have
they don't have any of that. Do you intend to have any volunteers or any...
I don't
employees.
Intend to have any volunteers
employees.
That way, but I don't intend on having 100,000 people in 4 days. So
right.
Staff had worked into a condition that if that is a problem, this is a trial period. You can see from the conditions of approval, we need an annual review
sure.
next year. So if traffic ends up being a nightmare, more so than at your other site, which you are more or less expecting the same amount of visitors, then that will be the time that this board can impose
so
the idea to have traffic control.
I'm not real great at like answering questions, but at our old location, we had a one-lane bridge,
mm-hmm.
and you would think, like, I have these people, they show up, and they can't even park, right? You have to have somebody who shows them how to park, where to park, park straight.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, out of all the people who have ever come to my corn maze, there would ever be a problem at that one-way bridge. And there never was. I don't know why. I'm not quite sure the anomaly there, but people seem to know how to be able to get down roads. Now, when it comes to your hump and bump problem that you're having, I think a lot of the issue that you have with the Locandell Trails area, which I'm an off-road enthusiast. I'm all about having that place open. But that place has over 250,000 people that go up and down there every year. And it is an unorganized mess, to put it lightly, because there isn't any organization. There isn't, people just show up willy-nilly whenever they want. The thing is with what I'm doing, yeah, I'm gonna have a little bit of traffic when it comes to the month of October, but it's not gonna be 12 months year long. Like, I have a complete plan in the barn that said they were gonna put 240 houses back in 2008 right there, which would mean, I'm not gonna do the math, but if you had three cars at every house going up and down that road three times a day, which is pretty normal, I mean, your traffic would be absolutely asinine. Right, but that's what Public Works is for. They pave the road, they make it bigger, they would do whatever they want. My thing is, and what we're coming to the town board and everything to talk about is, I'm trying to keep this a rural thing. I'm trying to keep it to where the people come in, they do the activities, they go down the road, and then they leave. And I'm hoping in the meantime that any local businesses that we have here, especially Pizza Place, because it seems to be about the only business we have here, is actually going to benefit from the people that I bring in, and then they leave. And so that's where I think it's a good thing. You know, obviously I think it's a good thing that, because it's my business, I'm doing an agritainment thing. I'm keeping it agricultural. But as a town, it's a great thing because you're not putting another 300 houses on
mm-hmm.
this property. That would eventually, that's what it would become. And so I'm going back to where I said an unorganized mess. When it comes to me and my people and getting into the property, I can't actually put any signs on the road, but I have talked to the lady at the pizza place. She says I can put a sign there. It's not legally, I can't put anything on the highway. And I'm gonna have roads direction signs to make sure people get to where they're supposed to go, and then people get to leave after they're done. So I consider myself not an unorganized mess, I just consider myself an organized mess when it comes to something like that. Does that answer your question? And like she said, this is gonna be a more of a trial thing when it comes down to it. If there's an issue next year and we need to put big old arrow signs with light this way and have a person in with a safety vest and traffic cones waving in the middle of the road, we'll do that, so.
Because I'm not worried about people in town. It's Vegas people that.
And that's the great thing. They come and then they leave. We take their money and then they leave.
I thought you weren't good at answering questions.
I'm not.
Thank you.
Like,
somebody.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah.
You might mention that you did have that neighborhood meeting with the homes there, and
yes.
that you all agreed on what everything would be. Because they're not aware, probably, of that you have met with the immediate neighbors
yes.
and gone through the whole process with them.
Okay.
With Dave?
With David.
Did anybody, do we have any neighbors here? Okay. Who's coming up? Come on, Lon. I don't know if it's good or bad that you don't have many neighbors here. I think it's probably good.
I only have like four neighbors.
Okay.
When it comes down to it.
All right.
I mean, he's not really.
So 50% are here.
We're probably the best neighbor or closest neighbors there is.
Okay. Lon, tell Judy who you are.
Lon Valley, 3135 North Pioneer Road. And yes, I am a neighbor to Billy.
Yeah.
There's not too many neighbors there. I'm three houses away, maybe.
Yeah.
But a mile, probably.
Yeah.
I do. I'm not against, you know, the corn maze at all. I think it's a great thing. My kids love it.
Sure.
It's not my thing, but hey. I am a little nervous of the traffic coming down Liston. And I know that's not.
Yep.
It is Billy's issue, but not Billy's issue because it's not on his property. You know, maybe he can enlist the help of Metro or something to keep things under control. I don't know. But another thing, and I wasn't here, I believe, did he present? This has been presented previously.
Not to town board.
No.
But there, I guess there was a neighborhood meeting.
Well, he didn't invite me.
I didn't invite anybody. I didn't even invite my wife.
So we had a meeting with
him. I'm telling.
What I'm trying to say is I was barely invited.
Anyways, I wasn't aware of that meeting.
Okay.
And I am not directly, because you go down and listen, you turn and you go to Billy's place. I cross the tracks and I'm right there, but I still have to access listen. And, you know, my request is that, you know, Hump and Bum's done pretty good the last few years, is to keep the dust down. You know, and I would request that that be taken care of. Once you cross the tracks, the second crossing, that's all on Billy. It's not, there's nobody that lives down that way. But there is that source section from Liston to hit Mills Street and then cross over to Pioneer.
Okay.
But
Billy, you intend on having water trucks?
I have my water truck and it's going to run 24/7. But as you know, the first 2 weeks in October are going to be hot and it's hard to keep it wet. But after that, we generally do pretty good.
You know, and another request I have, the Public Works isn't very good about maintaining that source section of Mills. Where do they cross the tracks? You know, they'll blade towards going Logdale Trails, to blade down Pioneer going to the south. But they leave that source section when you leave the pavement off Liston to the tracks, they don't touch it. And it's really rough as it is right now.
Okay.
Billy knows.
I know. Yep.
At any point, talk to Judy and Judy will chat with Public Works.
I mean, if you increase that traffic, you know, I don't know how much traffic it's going to be, honestly. I don't go up to the corn maze. You know, I don't see things coming and going. So I don't know how many you expect. Have you had in the past?
Well, you'll have traffic on the busy days, but it's not so much. Like I said, we had that one-way bridge, and I promise you, I don't know how it was, but we never had it where it was like people honking at each other and like they're a 20-minute wait or anything like
right.
that.
And,
so
no, and I get that. I just
and I'm
that,
I'm a mile from you, so you won't even ever see that. But there'll be cars
right.
coming down the road.
And I'm not worried about that. I'm just that section that needs to be maintained. It's rough as it is.
Can you just any day stop in there? I'll only be there to 12 tomorrow, but next week I'll be 9 to 3.
Will and you stop so in and talk to her?
Identify exactly where on the map, and I'll send something in.
Sure. I mean, they just bladed it.
Try getting
yesterday, the day before.
Are you
not that source section, but Pioneer Road itself from going south and going towards Loganville Trails towards Billy's place.
You talked about the section that goes over the railroad tracks, correct? Right there.
End of the pavement on Liston.
You make the right. Then you make the left on over the.
They don't blade that source section on Mills.
Okay, so he's talking about that a little bit.
And maybe it's because it's private. It might be private.
It might be because it belongs to the railroad too. It might be
railroad.
Something we
so
need to
that might be their rationale. I don't know.
Yeah, but there can be a discussion about that, especially with you. And if the commissioner is supporting you, then I'm sure there's someone to speak to at the UPRR. Okay. Other 50%. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Tell Judy who you are.
Deb Bagley, 3160 Lyman Street. I'm on the other side of the highway. I know Billy, he runs a really good operation. Every time and every year, I think he seems to improve it. And whenever he does see needs and changes, it seems like he makes them. I do have friends on that street. They're mainly just concerned about the speed limit and the dust. And I think Billy will take care of the dust. And hopefully we can figure out ways if we end up with a speeding problem, we can take care of that.
I know how to fix the speeding problem because, you know, you have people, they want to, you know, 25 miles an hour on dirt roads too fast. You just keep it rough. We used to grade it all nice and make it to where they could fly down it. And I figured out, you just keep the road rough and then they slow down.
I agree with you.
You're trying to
do that. Make sure lawns is all graded perfectly. But anyone coming my way, I mean, I bought the place with a dirt road. I expect it to be a dirt road. I'm not expecting anything more than that. If it's rough, I got an old car, you know, I go in my truck, I just go slower.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. But.
Right. And being a member of MBRP and also the chamber and also the Main Street project for Moapa Valley, we have brought out several tours from different elected officials from the county and from the state, and we've brought them onto the property, told them what his plans are. He's come out and talked to them, and one of the things that the state really wants to see an increase of is agrotourism, and they consider that agrotourism. And so if there's a problem or any kind of other resources he might need, there might be availability of grants because they're very keen on that. That is one thing that they've emphasized for our valley, that to keep some of that history and some of that country feeling, and that's what he's feeling that need for. And we have friends that also have businesses around there. They think it's going to really help their businesses, and I trust that he's will have the good intentions of the community as he goes along and make adjustments if he needs to. But we're just in behalf of MVRP and the other organizations we're involved in, we give our support.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deb.
Billy, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Can I close the public comment?
Yes,
anybody
sorry.
Else? Girls, no? Okay, town board.
If need be, Billy, I know that you have parking people that are there, especially because it's an evening event, and I know they have their little orange things, whatever they're called, the little flashlight things that kind of guide them in. Are you open to maybe having them on Liston if, you know, people are coming in and they are kind of going a little bit faster, where, you know, are you open to having them kind of slow traffic down going on Liston if you start to have a problem with that?
So when it comes to the roads that you're, that basically your public road, remember these people are from Vegas, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little experience with this. I've tried to, like, if we have bad weather or something, I've tried to stand at the road and, like, before they even get there, like at Terrible's.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think it was really funny if you were out there with me, but not one of them will stop.
Because
you're some crazy person out there. No matter if you're waving a stick, no matter if you have a vest on, no, you're some crazy person out there. So I'm not opposed to doing it. If you want me to do that and go out there or have somebody out there, I just think it's more of their safety will be, you know.
No, what I'm asking is we have some concerns about possibly traffic on Liston, and I know this is the first year. So if things kind of got a little squirrely there, would you be open to placing one of your people kind of to you know, bring traffic down?
Of course, yeah. And whatever you guys would think that, if that you think that would be helpful, I wouldn't have any problem with that at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Although I have looked at Liston, and I think Liston of all the streets in the valley has markers down the road, sidewalks on both sides, and street lights. And so of all the roads that I think could actually handle the capacity, or I'm not talking about, like, a lot. I think a lot of people compare me to the fair, but I'm not getting near that many people.
No, I understand.
I might have a couple hours that are busy, but after that, it's mostly, you know, just trickle in and out. But out of all the roads that are in this valley, that's one of the better ones for having traffic going day and night. So, yeah, it kind of sucks for the community during those 20 days and all that. But I promise, after 20 days, we're done. So. And even then, it shouldn't be too bad. And like I said, I this is my first year living here in the winter. I did not realize, this is why I came up with a number of 250,000 people going down that road. We went and looked it up. I could not believe how many trucks, trailers, and razors are going up and down that road in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely insane. I am not getting near that many people going down that. So though I know that the road can already handle the traffic that it's getting.
Well, it sounds to me like you really want to work with the neighbors, and I like to hear that.
How many employees do you hire for every season?
So I probably, my wife is hiring them right now. She has over 120 applicants so far. We will put about 120 kids to work.
That's fantastic.
I think we've done probably about $200,000 in just payroll to everybody. We pay everybody. We don't ask for volunteers. We want to make sure everybody's happy.
That's fantastic. I have a couple of questions about parking on site, and I know that since you've done this for years and you probably have this plan set for yourself, what happens with emergency services? One of my concerns is that people may decide to park along the road, and so there needs to be probably some signage or something just along your property, you know, no parking there, just to make sure that the access isn't blocked.
So
ever.
I have four accesses into the property. In fact, one of them is going to be my main driveway.
Yes.
And it's not the one that anybody's going to be using.
So
I have no issue with it. And it'll have a gate against it so nobody parks or drives up or anything. So just in case that off chance somebody's driving up it and the EMS is trying to come out of it, there might be a slight roadblock for a half a second. But the ingress and egress of my property for the people going into the parking lot is not even the one that I use for my main parking. Or for my main driveway.
So that would be my request, just to make sure that you get with our emergency services and they're aware of that.
We work with those guys. I usually call Steve and Neil about now, and we get
we get that all handled, and we have an EMS vehicle that's there the entire time, so.
In the last review, we were talking about having somebody on site with us, and.
We didn't then. We didn't then, and it probably did that year. Probably was the very first year that I had that, but we've had them ever since there. From the time we opened to the time we closed, they're there. And most of the time, they do nothing, which is great, so. But if we have an issue, they're there.
So another question I would have for you is that I know, I was pretty involved in the trails and still am. I know that it was supposed to be paved at some point, and then I haven't heard a lot about it the last few years. Do you know anything about that?
That is a question that makes me wish my colleague was here.
Yeah, it was supposed to be paved clear to the bathrooms, and I know that things change, you know, COVID and things, you know, life happens with, as it does with all public work, so. That's just something to think about in the future.
I don't know if that's quite a question for us. I think it's a question for Marilyn.
Yeah.
I think she was the one that worked correctly with all that, because we had heard the same thing.
Yeah.
Our information is probably just as good as yours, but she would be the one to tell you.
Yeah. Just for the neighbors in years, in the future years, they would know that is something that is kind of on the table.
Yeah, it was on the table, and I think it was like 4 years it was supposed to be paved.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I don't, yeah. Yeah, you guys are the town board. You're the one supposed to be pushing for it. Every day and be like, hey, we want this paved.
Okay, we're the town board. You guys are the ones who's pushing for it, and we'll help and be your liaisons.
I push for it, and the problem is I think me and Lana are about the only ones on the road, so it's like you got two people. You know, it's like mosquito buzzing.
I like the dirt road.
250,000 people on the road, like you said, every year. It has been discovered, and I love the outdoors too. I love Hunter Bump. I love all these things that bring business and prosperity to our valley. So I think that especially is a great highlight of our valley.
Yeah, and it goes in 1st of November.
Yeah, it's this, I think the 7th, something like that. It's the first weekend of November.
Would you like a request, me to put in a request to see if there's an update on it?
Yeah, that would be great. That was the only questions I had was about emergency services.
We got it handled.
I figured you did.
And this is all the parking on site to keep people off of the access roads.
Okay, so wrap it up. We have staff recommending approval on everything but 5 and 6, obviously. I don't think any of us will ever approve, or I'm sorry, would ever want you to do full off-site improvements.
Yeah.
And then, of course, allowing unpaved legal access, the whole project screams dirt roads. So I if there's no other comments, questions, concerns, I'm ready for a motion. Or I'll make one. I'll make a motion to approve Billy's application, UC24407, Kimbo Slice? What is this?
My cousin named it. Her name's Kimmy.
Okay.
Her nickname in high school.
Kimbo Slice. Nice. All right, we got to meet her. For the use permits, waivers of standards, and the design review. Motion on the floor to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Billy, Board of County Commissioners, September 18th. Best of luck. We're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Take care of the pigs. I'll be watching.
Have you actually come and watch one of our big races?
No.
You got to come?
I did. It's hysterical.
Can I bring a couple in and enter them? No.
Yeah.
He dresses them in capes.
I enter mine in the watermelon eating contest, but the kids got smart and fed them the rhymes before the contest started, so then they were full. Okay, I lost my agenda. Where are we?
Billy, thanks for putting all our kids to work.
Good to see you.
Put them to work. I do.
Thank you, because it's needed, and it's a fun high school job.
Yes. Right, the kid, yes. So that's so fabulous. Can I have your agenda? Thanks. Okay. We're a general business. Once again, we are reviewing, I think for the last time probably,
yes,
the budget request. Does anybody in the audience have something they'd like to put on the forever and a day wish list? We have
improvements to the community or something?
Say it again.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just need to make it easier for businesses to open and locate out.
No, not that kind of stuff.
No, this is our budget.
Stop signs, stop lights. Okay, here's what's on it. You ready?
Extend. Do we put in yield signs?
No. extend the JR livestock existing awning heading into the area by 6 feet. Cover the existing practice arena with possible lighting. Commercial dump stations at the fairgrounds. A 4-H building to be enlarged.
Are you reading 24 or 23?
August 30th?
That was 23. You need to be looking.
Yeah.
Reading 24. Here's the new one. They're both there together, so you can see.
Hang
what
on, Billy. Oh, you shortened it for me.
Yes.
Well, excellent. I'm sorry, Judy. Extend the junior livestock commercial dumping station. New chairs for the and the rack, because you've got to hear it when we put the chairs away at the community center. Fund the generators for the Moab Valley Community Center. There's a lot of discussion about that. There should be grants for that, and there's already one getting started, I think, but we are happy to leave it on there. And then the Overton Park needs walking paths with benches and workout stations. We have a lovely senior center in District B, Cora Coleman Senior Center, down Lake Mead Boulevard. And they've got little workout stations for the seniors. There's exercises you can do on it and blah, blah, blah. And it's all very nice, and it would be nice to have that out at the Overton Park.
And they did put those up in Bunkerville also.
Yes, Bunkerville.
So they're doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the park.
Come tell us. Tell Judy who you are.
Cindy Lee.
Well, I'm sorry. Hold on. Is this in regarding to the budget, though?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Just something to add to the park. Just nowhere to ride bikes. If we can just get dirt at our park. Just some ups and downs for the kids to go around on their bikes.
That'd be nice.
As you can see, you know, going up on Aller Boulevard with our current bike paths the way they are, it's not real safe for anyone. Being so close to the traffic, we just have nowhere for our children and other bicyclists, enthusiasts to even go anywhere to enjoy our park, to sit. There's not even a bike rack to park a bike anywhere in this town. Bikers that come through are coming through. They do want to stop and enjoy the town, and it would be just a little bit more friendly for the Overton Park just to get more bicycle enthusiasts there. Kids, me, anyone who's coming through town on a bike. It's simple, just to add some bigger dirt piles along with exercise. You know, just getting on a bike, you don't really need the exercise equipment, just bring in some dirt for everybody. And I appreciate it, because not too many people are coming down to the park. We've got a lot of cool weather coming in, but just not any good places to ride bikes.
Good point. Thank you.
All right, we'll add it.
Where do you want it?
With the Overton Park, walking paths, benches, workout stations.
Make it a part of number
bike,
five.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Bike path and racks.
Bike rack and bike paths, bike related.
Joan Day is not here today. She's up in the mountains, but she was wanting to help spearhead it, a dog park in Overton Park. And I know there's several people that are interested in that idea, and maybe a little garden spot related with that area near the senior side or something one day. But the other thing that I was wondering is, when we had our last meeting, did anybody put down maybe a crosswalk in Logandale at that new development area for the gas stations?
Oh, don't bring that up.
We did discuss that at that meeting.
Yeah, so that's is all there, kind of, somebody going to look into that? Yeah. Or, okay, all right.
That's actually probably not a bad idea, because I've slammed on my brakes there a couple times.
Yeah, and we've had friends hit there and pretty seriously injured.
Yeah.
And we discussed talking to Endow to lower the speed limit,
yeah.
And also, but that's a joint effort with
okay.
State and county.
Okay.
I'm glad you're here, Billy.
Is it because of the stakes involved with it? Or?
No, the commissioner just approved it.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Deb. I don't know if you want to...
I think we should add the dog park, because what that is a little fenced area. It's not
just
as big.
Fenced
it is a fenced area where we have a lot of seniors who come here and travel through, a lot of people in RVs, and that would be a really nice way to not have them just running in the park where the kids play on the ball fields and stuff and keep that limited. They usually have a little... wrapped with the poo bags and such. I think that's a great addition to our request
park
for the parks.
At Logandale Park? I mean,
at
Overton?
At Overton.
Yeah. Even if it's down at the very opposite end of the ball fields, I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, down there
and
by the trees.
I think they currently have the things with the bags, don't
Hooper
they?
Scoopers already?
Helmets,
they are at Overton Park.
There should be bags.
Yeah, they have the Overton bags, but you So should I put in dog park down as number six?
Correct.
Close dog park.
I'd still add it to five, Judy. I'd rather see it be a, if they phase it, they phase it, but if it's...
And she mentioned community garden.
So through the grapevine, I heard that there's some people in the valley working on a community garden. Why don't we, public comment that, okay? Because it's not going to, I don't want to put it on here.
No, we've got one.
Okay, 1 minute, Deb. 1 minute. Anything else?
Yes.
Yes.
New audio and visual for the community center.
No.
Our mics are getting really bad.
We just don't know how to work them. I think they work fine. They're not even that old. Watch. When you take the foolish thing and you put it in your face and you talk really loud, I'd have to have everybody do that with that microphone, but they don't. We can't spend $100,000. Are you serious?
We don't run that much to do it.
Oh, my gosh. This was crazy what we paid for this. Where'd Elmer? Elmer, go home?
No, Elmer's here.
How about training sessions for all new board members?
Yeah.
How about just having somebody, budgeting enough to have somebody here to run it for us during our meeting?
Yes. Elmer, I just want to take it upon myself to tell you, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Yes.
We normally are trying to sort things out on our own, and it's turned out to be a total disaster, so we appreciate you being here.
No comment. Okay. Let's wrap up our budget, please. So,
I think that's it.
Yep, we good?
Yes.
So, yes. I'll entertain a motion to approve the budget as we wrote this evening.
My motion to approve the 2024-2025 budget as written this evening.
I think we should be telling with the addition of the bike racks and bike path for...
I motion to approve the budget with the addition to number five.
There you go.
To read Overton Park walking path with benches and workout stations, a bike path with a bike rack for parking, and a dog park enclosure.
Motion on the floor to approve all that good stuff. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Comments by the general public. Deb, you want to start us off? Or Mary?
We'll both come up. I'm Mary Kay Washburn.
See, this is what, so she wants to get, and I don't mean this in the bad way, the new system, but you got to talk into that thing.
Hold it right against your mouth.
No, closer.
No.
Better?
Yep,
it.
Right there.
Okay. So, yes. MVRP and the Wapa Valley Main Street, which is a Nevada Main Street project. We're going to be presenting and scheduling a time where we can do a presentation with our director and kind of show you a little bit more about what the plans are that we have with our committee, but they're being developed by the committee as we go. So we have a grant that was awarded to us from GOED, and it's a grant for $50,000, and it's to work on developing a community garden in downtown Overton with a historic twist to it. It'll be kind of an immersive outdoor experience where you get to see a little bit of the history of our community from the Puebloan and the Paiute and the pioneers and the Japanese farmers, and we'll give a little bit of history about what the crops were that they grew. And we have on our committee a wide range of people. We have the
from the chamber. There are three or four people.
Developing the.
So anyway, it's going to be a very involved community project, and Debbie's spearheading it. She's the director of the Main Street aspect, and it's going to be located at Graphics, behind that Graphics building, and so there's going to be a lot of community involvement, and I'll let Debbie talk more about that.
Can I stop you for a second? Are you going to, did you say you're going to do a presentation where?
Yes.
Where? Here?
We'll schedule it with you.
For town board?
Yeah.
Okay. You do that with Judy?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need to go any farther then. That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. We look forward to having you come before us because.
Okay. Great.
Thanks. Ladies, what are you doing here? Come on up. Don't be shy with that microphone.
My name is Yesenia Lujan, L-U-J-A-N, and I'm here from Mesquite, Nevada. I am here speaking on behalf of our pharmacist, Jason Wetman. He actually resides here in Logandale. We currently work over at Canyonlands Healthcare in Mesquite. We're a federally qualified health center, and we want to serve Moapa Valley.
Nice.
Yep. The benefits of this would be a lot of patients wouldn't have to travel all the way to Mesquite because we also have a location in Beaver Dam. So that would, you know, cut cost on gas since it's expensive. We also will provide a pharmacy on site.
Wow.
And our pharmacist is amazing. He can fill medications within the 15 minutes that you're out of your office visit. And it's been going great in Mesquite. We have nothing but good reviews. We understand that it is, there is a hardship with patients or, you know, members of your community that don't have insurance, that are low income. We actually provide a slight fee scale, which is based on your household size and income. And that also gives you a discount at our pharmacy, our dentist in Beaver Dam, and our any medical services we can provide at our clinic.
Super.
So we would love your support to open up something here, something small for the community.
Heck yeah.
Do you have a location yet?
We do. Our pharmacist has one. He just didn't give me the address. His wife lives here. Kay. She's from here. She's a Hardy is all I know.
Okay.
So they know people.
Yes, they must.
Yes. And if we can open one, I will move down here. Just kidding. Driving up here, I was like, oh, this is amazing. It's nice down here.
You're living in Mesquite right now?
I live in Mesquite.
What would the hours of operation be?
We are currently, our clinic runs from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Wow. Perfect. Okay.
Any other questions?
How'd you find out about us to come down here tonight?
Well, like I said, our pharmacist lives down here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he just sent me the email. He has something come up.
He's a pharmacist in Mesquite
now?
At where?
At Canyonlands Healthcare. We're on Sand Hill Boulevard. We're next to Big O' Tires.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So please come visit us.
Yes.
I seen him talking on Facebook, and I said, "Take the girls." And I said, "Should we have them come to a board meeting?"
I was like, "Yes."
Yes. So can we have you come? Can we schedule them to come and do give a good presentation?
Don't look at me.
That sounds great. Would that Judy?
Yes, that would work. Schedule it with Judy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Sounds amazing.
What was your first name?
Yesenia. Do you want me to spell it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. No, she's got it.
I can spell it, but.
It's Y-E-S-E-N-I-A.
Oh, I was right.
Yep, Yesenia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any kind of literature or anything that I can use to?
I do not.
At the next meeting.
At the next meeting, I will bring tons of information.
Okay.
And magnets and everything, okay?
Super.
Get Judy's email address.
Let me
email her some information.
Let me give you my email address.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Public comment? Yes, ma'am. Our library lady. Tell Judy who you are.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Melk for 315 North Moapa Valley Boulevard from the library. We're back in full swing, starting when we get back from the holiday on Tuesday. All of our regular story times and events will be going on. We are also very excited about some of our specials next month. We will have paint party in the morning for parents of kids in school on the 9th at 11 a.m. And we will have our working parents paint party for adults on the 19th in the evening at 5.
Yay.
So we've got 3D printer certification starting back up on the 14th, Saturday morning at 11. And we're really excited to welcome a guest speaker from La Rose College on the 26th at 5 p.m. She's coming to talk about study skills for adults going back to school. So.
Terrific.
Would that be for like GED or going back for some college credits?
Going back for college. Getting you ready to go back to college and get a degree. So if this works out and people come, she does a whole series. So we'll have a whole series of adult classes on going back to college. other things. Oh yeah, October 4th, save the date. We're doing our Monster Bash, our annual Halloween carnival. We're going to kick off the season extra early. So October 4th from 4 to 6.
Perfect.
That's us.
Thank you as always.
Thank you. We appreciate you, Chris. Thanks. Jean? Just here, huh? Can you hear us okay?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Our rowdy girls?
I know. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, when you guys walked in, I was like, yay.
There is some, we decided to be quiet.
Great community event.
All right, yes. Glory, go, Lori.
We have the 9/11 walk, which will be on the 11th. That is a Wednesday. Maybe we need to help with that as town.
Well, do we know if we have
we don't have anything scheduled as of now.
No items, so there may not be a board meeting, but.
Okay, but they do it right here at the fire station. I believe it starts at 6:30. If you haven't seen it, it makes me cry every year. They walk the same amount of steps that there was, that the firefighters had to walk on that night. And they wear their full gear. And then the community can follow, you can bring flags. I mean, it's just such an amazing thing. And they have a presentation at the fire station. If you ever want to understand and feel that feeling you felt on that day, if you were old enough like I am, to really be an adult, it's such a reverent thing to see. We also have a day of service. I think Lois knows more about that to honor this day.
It is not on the 11th, and I cannot find the date. It is posted at the post offices and the bulletin board, I believe at Lynn's. And they are going, it's a day of community service. They're going to be cleaning the cemeteries in different areas, and it's a great way to be in touch with the valley.
September 7th.
September 7th.
September 7th. Thank you, Mark.
So check online, check the paper. They have information about that as well. So if you go online on the MV Progress, that will give you all the information about the events that are scheduled throughout the valley.
That's it? Lois, that's it?
That's it.
Deal?
If anybody has any brochures or anything that they want to put out in my pilot's lounge, I'm more than happy to put them out for you if you have restaurants or
Smart.
Anything like that.
Smart.
I had a couple of guys fly in, as a matter of fact, today, and he's never been here before. It's beautiful. What is there to do in this town? And I thought, ding, ding, ding. So if anybody has anything that they want to put out there, to advertise, or anything else like that, as far as restaurants, activities, gardens, anything else like that, just reach out to me. Or maybe get them to Judy, and she can get them to me, and I can go put them up on the desk up there. Be more than happy to do that.
Tell me about the Young Eagles Day.
Oh, yeah. Young Eagles Day. Now I'm just drawing a blank. On October 5th. Registration. I don't believe all the slots have been filled yet, but I do believe it's like 7 years old to 10 or something like that. Is it 12? Maybe. I probably should have written that down. The Young Eagles event is happening where the pilots will take the kids up into the aircraft and fly them. And it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every year. Lots of fun. So you can find all the information if you're a Facebook user, Perkinsville Flying Club. It's being shared around multiple places. But please check it out. It'll be a lot of fun. And slots are filling up very, very quickly. The nice thing is I talked to Tim the other day, and Tim says that once they fill up, they have another couple of volunteer aircraft and volunteer pilots, that if they fill up, they're going to open more slots because it's become quite popular.
It's 8 to 1, and it is 8 to 17, and it is free. They've also created a 4-H club, flying club, that is brand new, and I don't know a lot about it, but if you call the Cooperative Extension Office, they can get you all hooked up with the new 4-H club.
Another thing that I want to mention is they have put another club together through the high school, and they're getting it started. They're trying to get our youth into the flying trade because we're running out of pilots. And so they want to get them interested in it early and get them flying. So I can get more information on that.
I think it's for juniors and seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. We don't have enough veterinarians either.
Oh, we have no veterinarians.
We need a veterinarian out here. Tell Mesquite. All right, so our next scheduled meeting is 9/11, but Judy just said there aren't items, so I don't know if we would have a meeting just for informational items. It's oddly not my choice. So 9/11 or the next time we have agenda items. That's it. Meeting is adjourned, 8:04.
Thank you all.
Thanks,
folks. Thank you, everybody.